So you're planning for a new year, you're planning for a new decade, and you probably already have that list of goals, that list of things you really want to accomplish in 2020. Yeah? What's up? I'm Gigi Diaz. And on this episode of Chats with Gigi, I'm going to talk with Coach Zoe Torres about raising your frequency, and not just the event that she has going on this Saturday, December 14th, but raising your frequency as a whole and what it entails and what it even means. So if you're listening to this episode before December 14th, listen all the way through, because I'm going to give you a special code for a discount on the event tickets. And if you're listening to this show after December 14th, you are here for a reason too. And that is to receive the message about raising your frequency. Listen, your heart would not have been drawn to the title of this episode unless it was going to serve you. Before we get started with the episode, though, I got to give you a little background on my guest, Coach Zoe Torres. She's amazing. My whole heart is already in love with her because of everything she has to offer. She's an incredibly well-rounded woman. She's a nationally renowned success and holistic coach, and she's helped thousands of people to find their true purpose in life. She's also the founder and creator of Z Advertising Group. This is a full-service marketing and advertising boutique agency based in Miami and in Chicago. She's all over the place. You can follow her on Instagram at Coach Zoe Torres, but I just want to get you to listen to her message. So let's just get started. This is Chats with Gigi, catching up with your favorite celebrities and bringing in experts to chat about the topics that are important to you. Share your thoughts on this and every episode using the hashtag Chats with Gigi. Are you ready? Here we go. So let's get started, because I feel like we've been talking for way too long now without putting it on tape. And all of the information that you're giving me is so beautiful and so useful. So kicking off the show right now with Coach Zoe Torres, and we're going to talk about, and this is a mini episode, okay? So we're going to give it to you nice and fast, because this is about information. This is about an upcoming event that you don't want to miss, that I am really, really looking forward to. And it is Raising Your Frequency, going down this Saturday, December 14th. And if you're listening to this episode after December 14th, keep listening, because the information that we're going to share with you today is going to be useful whether or not you can make the event. And listen through the end of this episode, because we also have two upcoming events after this one going down on December 14th. So you can still make it out there and get the hands-on in-person experience with Coach Zoe. But talk to me about what this event entails, because I know that it's not just, it's for anyone at any level in their life. It's whether you're very familiar with energy or whether you're just a little bit curious and you're like, I don't really know what this is about. But I hear good vibes all the time, so I want to learn more. Tell me what this event is going to offer.
So true, Gigi. Thank you for having me here. And you just are so filled with light and beauty and just energy. And that's wonderful, right? So a lot of people think raising your frequency, it's about always being, you know, happy and high and woohoo.
Yeah.
And no, it's about understanding that you need to have that balance in your life in order to really be at that level where you feel happy and truly at peace. So some people, like you were saying before the show started, you're a go-getter and you're pushing people. You're on, right?
Yes.
Which is great. You need to be that way, and you need to honor those gifts, but you need to always understand when those gifts are taking you down the wrong path.
Absolutely.
And now the stress is making you ill, and you're not feeling happy with your life, even though your life may seem
like it's going well,
or to others, like
it's perfect. All of the physical things in your life are going really well.
Yes.
But you're working yourself through a wall.
Exactly. And so, or you may feel that there's areas of your life that you're not really able to enjoy. And let's say maybe you don't have time for family or for a relationship, raising your children, right? I have three children. They're all grown now. But boy, was it hard to, you know, be a professional and entrepreneur and then also raise my family and have a relationship. So it's having that balance that this series is really about. So the first one is going to be about how to set intentions, understanding yourself. So understanding that frequency, how to work into going, what I call, into that rabbit's hole of going from I'm alert. I'm here. I'm going to being able to breathe and go into that alpha state, right? And then go and being able to have that time that you set apart. I set apart 20 minutes every day in the morning, in the afternoon to meditate, to go into that alpha and then go deeper into that theta wave. And then, of course, going into delta, which is then even going deeper as you're going into that drifting into sleep. But now you're going into your subconscious. And that's where the real work begins, right? As you start going down, now they've discovered that there's even another level, which is gamma. And that's where you are becoming alert. And this is what raising the frequency is about, becoming alert to yourself and then being able to really shift the information into something that is very useful in your life. Because you start to feel that connection with everything. You start to, as you start to meditate and really understand yourself. And when I mean meditation, Gigi, I don't mean that you're just like, you know, always in the state of Zen of, you know, where you're like feeling like you're just this guru, right? No, it's about really because it's, we have to understand we're alive. We're here. We're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about fully being in the experience. It's about the moment.
And there are two things that you said that really resonate with me. I want to start with the meditation concept because just before we started recording, I was telling you how I have a lot of energy and it's really easy for me to go, go, go and to accomplish and to do, and checking things off my to-do list is what I am an expert at. But in the beginning of my personal journey through getting in touch with myself, the thought of meditation seemed preposterous to me, that I had to sit still for an hour, for 2 hours.
I can see
but,
that.
Yeah, but what people don't understand is that it's been proven, it's been scientifically proven that just 1 minute of meditation can boost your energy, can boost your mood, and can help you with your blood pressure, can help you with your stress. 1 minute.
Yes.
Just 1 minute. And that just goes to show you the power of being with yourself and of sitting quietly with your breath with yourself. And it happens, it has happened to me also with the concept of yoga, where people see yoga and every advertisement for yoga or every yoga outfit is some chick upside down with her legs twirled around herself and her she looks like like an upside down pretzel. And I look at that and I'm like, well, I can't do that. So yoga is not for me. No, there are the beginning. Yes, the beginning of the journey is the most beautiful, and discovering the beginning and how it applies to you.
Yes.
Is where the fun is at. So it doesn't have to be 2 hours of meditation. It could be 1 minute.
One minute.
Have to be a pretzel.
Exactly.
You could sit in child's pose for 2 minutes and feel a difference in your body. Just your hips alone opening. In child's pose, if it's not something you do, you feel it.
Exactly.
And it makes such a difference. Talk to me about the power of the beginning wherever you are right now.
Well, the beginning is really yoga is just understanding that you breathe.
Yeah.
Right. Yoga is holistic. That is when we talk about a holistic environment, it is a yogic environment. It is an environment where you are now in tune with, I breathe, I'm here, right? And just that alone, that minute where you're just sitting there and you're just breathing, that is a moment of yoga. So there are different stages where then you start moving your body because it's that mental component with the physical component. You have to move your body. You have to stretch, right? It's the physical as well. So maybe some of you have met people that are very enlightened, but yet they're not in shape. They're not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's because the mind is very active, but the body is not flowing. So in what I teach, the body movements are very important. And understanding how the energy moves through your body, through movement. And sometimes it's just dance, right? Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. Music, also the sounds that you hear. So at this series, you're going to experience breath work so that just you start understanding how beautiful it is to connect with that. You're going to have sound. You're going to listen to sound that is very beautiful in energy, right? So it's going to be something that you're going to experience that transcendence through also music, because that also calms you and makes you more aware. And then you're going to do some exercises. Some of the beautiful exercises that I love. I practice Tai Chi, Qigong, and this is more of a meridian based, right? It's an Asian practice. These are great masters that have brought this to us. None of the things, Gigi, that I talk about are things that are mine. I don't own any of this information. I just practice this information. And now I think that it's important that people start to share this information and to start living this information, because it's going to heal our world. As we learn to bring ourselves to a state of awareness, we can go into areas that are very stressed, and just with our presence, we can elevate others' frequency. And that's what frequency work is about. It's becoming aware that you are a conduit of energy. Do you want to be a conduit of positive energy or negative energy? Because if you enter areas and you're in your own world and you're upset and you're not in a good place, whoever you come in contact with is going to feel that, because we do share that. And it's scientific. For those of you that like to research everything that I just said, everything comes from a place that is not mine. It's of the masters.
And I think it's really powerful what you just said too, the concept of the fact that we are conduits. So when you're going home and you're bringing home that negative energy from work, and when you're bringing that to your children, you're bringing that to your husband, and you don't know how to balance that out, and you don't know how to bring the positive and the light into your everyday, which could, in fact, like you said, affect your environment at work and turn it into something more positive, not just for yourself, but for everybody around you. Just think how that small step toward raising your frequency can affect your entire life just by bringing you to the awareness of knowing that you are either going to be a victim of the energies around you if you're walking around unaware of the power that you have, or you're going to be a conduit of positivity. You're going to be a catalyst of positive change to your family, to your friends, to your work environment, and most importantly, to yourself.
Exactly.
Because I feel like, and with my personal coaching work with women specifically, we want to give so much.
Everything.
We want to be the best wife and the best yes. mom and the best daughter and the best entrepreneur and the best at all of these things. And we give, and we end up wanting to pour from an empty cup.
Yes.
And you can't do that.
You can't.
If you don't take the time to recharge and to reconnect, and if you don't take the time to bring to yourself what you want to give to others, you can't give that to others. And you end up just spreading yourself so thin. And what you were talking about early, working yourself into illness. I did that myself. That was a turning point in my life where, and I've actually mentioned this in interviews before, where it was the time when I was getting my master's degree. I had three jobs and like a gig, like a part-time gig that would call on me once in a while. And I was doing mornings in radio. I was working nights as a sports reporter for harness racing. So I would get out super late. And then on weekends, I was doing races as well. And I was getting my master's. It was a disaster. And in between, I had clients for Kinsas with Gigi's Academy with my first business. When I tell you, I got to a point and I was eating like crap. I was running from point A to point B all the time, just driving in traffic. I don't have to tell you about this traffic. And I worked myself into an urgent care. My hair was falling out. I was feeling very unwell and I was just going. But everything I was doing was great. My bosses, I was working as a private contractor. All my bosses loved my work. Everything was coming out wonderful. My master's, I was acing everything I was turning in. But my personal life was a disaster and I felt ill.
Yeah, you were suffering.
And it's what you were mentioning earlier, which was the second point that I wanted to bring up, is we can't lose ourselves in our to-do lists, and we cannot lose ourselves. It is important to have to-do lists. It's important to have goals. You can't lose yourself in that. You can't drown yourself in the wheel of work and accomplishments, because the other side of that, the personal side, the body that you live in, the only one we've got, the mind that you're in, the one that determines everything that you do and how you see the world and how you even process these accomplishments, those things come first.
Exactly. And what I've also noticed, Gigi, for the last 8 years, I've been producing content for women. Mm-hmm. And the accomplishments have been to see the shift. So why I feel so confident in talking about that shift now, it's because, you know, after 8 years of working with women, of bringing them in and having them work with a team of experts, selecting one woman that's really suffering, has some issue in our community, and then working with her for months and months at a time to get her to the goal. I've seen women that have come to me with lupus and just devastated. And in just, I would say, an hour working together, just talking, I could identify that the reason why the illness came was because she had given herself to her husband, to her family. She had forgotten about herself. And when her husband failed her, and she found out that her husband was with someone else, her whole life came crumbling down and illness entered her body. And the moment, Gigi, that we were able to work where I could go deeper and deeper inside to get her to open to that awareness, she no longer has lupus. She has a new life. She was able to get divorced, forgive her husband, because I also work very, very much on understanding the energies of forgiveness, right? The greatest energy that we have is the energy of compassion, and the energy of compassion towards ourselves and those that have hurt us. And so when she was able to understand that, she was able to let go, and then she came back with results where she was in remission. And she has continued like that for the last 5 years. And so now her life is at a completely different level.
Absolutely.
And that's the other thing that I think people need to understand. It is a process. This isn't a race. Whatever you start that's a positive towards self-healing, it's a process. You have to be patient. So I also teach a lot about that patience that needs to happen when you undertake this journey, and that it's not really about yourself. When you grow the most is when you are now giving to others, right? As you're doing, you're passing on to all these young women that are in this trajectory of growth. You are now bringing women together that are helping them understand that it's okay to not be Superwoman. It's okay to not be Wonder Woman. It's okay to have vulnerabilities and to have moments where you don't feel your best, but where do they come from, right? And so, and to understand that they can't give their life away to their husbands, their boyfriends, their girlfriends, their life, their parents, or their children.
And because I'll tell you one more, or even your business.
Yes, or your business. Well, that happens a lot, but we as women, we are natural. Our natural instinct is to provide.
Yep.
So let's honor it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a guy. I want to be me, right? I want to be everything. I have feminine and masculine within me, and I want to honor it all, right? And I have divine within me. And so when I start to take all those energies that are me and that are everybody else, and then I'm also connected to the universe. And how does the universe work, Gigi? It expands, right?
All the time.
Do you ever see the universe manipulating? No, it just happens,
it's
right?
It's a natural flow.
It's a natural flow. So when people start to understand their own energies of manipulation tactics, control tactics, all the negatives that take us down a dark path, anger, resentment, as we start to really not find it in others, because we are always outside. So we're like this big screen. The screen never moves, but we're projecting these images that we are then interpreting.
Yeah.
So projecting, interpreting. Usually the projection is it's their fault. It's the community. It's out there. Raising the frequency is about it's in here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I'm seeing is in here. It's in me, in this screen that doesn't move. It's me. And so when you realize that, you're able to go to the next level, because now you go from judging into acceptance and understanding, and then saying, what can I do to change it? And that's when the true work begins.
And there's so much power in that, in saying, what can I do to change this? There's a lot of inner dialogue that happens with all of us at some point where it's, why is this happening to me? why is this happening to me? It's not happening to you. It's happening for you. And you can stop there and think for yourself, this is happening for me. And what can I learn from it? And how can I change it? But if you feel like the world is controlling you, if you feel like you're a victim of what's happening, that's really only in your mind, but it's affecting everything, that the entire outcome of your life.
And the beauty of this, Gigi, is that there are methods where people can easily get out of that programming. So that's where everything is shifted, right? It's a programming. Think that we are programs. Most of what we are living and experiencing has been taught to us from the time that we were born to the time that we were 8 or 9 years old. This is who we are. Just imagine if you look at the world as all these little children just running around dressed up as adults, right? So if you start to look at the world like that, and you start to say, wow, it's not against me. It's these are people that have been trained in ways that are not realistic. Because it isn't a reality. We can't be who we are when we were 8, 9 years old. We are who we are now.
That is one of the most fascinating concepts that I learned when I was getting my degree in sociology and anthropology. Is it's defined as social construction. You are a product of when and where you were born and the people that raised you. And it doesn't mean that that which you learned is an ultimate truth of anything. It just means that if you were born between this year and that year, by these kinds of parents, in this type of culture, in this country, when it was going through this type of economic, you know, growth or lack thereof, these are the things that you were taught to believe.
Exactly.
And this is the way that you were taught that you were supposed to be. And these are the things that you were told you were supposed to do, because it was a consequence of the circumstance of a moment in your life. And the moments where your parents were born and the social constructs that they were fed.
Exactly.
So to be able to step back and to question, I believe this. Okay, I believe this. I believe that X, Y, and Z. To be able to step back from that belief and to say, do I believe this truly in my heart, or was I taught to believe this? And how does this belief that I was taught serve me today? You have the choice to keep whatever you were taught that doesn't serve you anymore, that maybe was a product of a circumstance or was a product of a fear that your parents had because of their own upbringing, and they were reflecting that fear on you, or they were reflecting a certain desire onto you. And you have the power, if you step back and look around you, to say, how much of what I believe serves me, and how much of what I'm carrying with me is helpful.
And I'm not going to identify with that.
Grow.
Yeah. And I'm not going to identify with that, right?
Yeah.
Because it's about identity. Who's Gigi?
Yeah.
Who's Zoe? And when we start to really understand what that means, and you start to break those preconceptions of self, then are you left with something? You're left with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You are left to be part of the whole. And that's when true unity begins. And so this is about unity, unity with everything. I work a lot with nature. I teach through nature. Nature is our greatest teacher. Nature supports all of us. And so when we go back to the basics, forget the fluff, then we're in tune. Then we are our own gurus, right? We become the guru, the great guru of all, is also within us.
Absolutely.
And so people start to recognize that. They see you and they say, wow, Gigi is such an enlightened woman. She is such a guru. She's such a Zen girl. Whatever I tell people, whatever you see written about me, I didn't write it. Other people wrote it. Don't believe any of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to experience life for yourself.
Absolutely.
And but the beauty of that is that at some point, people recognize that there's something that is within you, and it's about service. So when they say the world is terrible and, you know, the world is going to end and there's going to be all these catastrophes, I think that's important. So a lot of times people think that when I talk about frequency, I'm just forgetting about the negatives. No, those negatives are important. And those are lower frequencies, and they are important. They need to exist because that's our reminder that we're still not there.
Mm-hmm.
So if we start to pay attention to to all of the things that are still wrong within our society, then we're able to come back and bring groups together as we are doing today, Gigi.
Absolutely.
So that's the beauty, and that's my greatest gratitude to you, is that you have power and you are using that power to help your environment. And so why? Because you have been trained in neuroscience. You have been trained in opening up your awareness, right, through these studies.
Absolutely.
And through then being now part of the world. And so now you're able to go to a different level of influence and of service and saying, I need to do something about this. I just can't sit still and just pretend like I'm so happy. I'm making all this money. I'm a celebrity. That's enough. And so, you know, let's not care so much about how we are going to experience the change. Let's care more about just getting into, let's plug ourselves into the change, right? How it happens, it doesn't matter. How many awards you have for getting there, doesn't matter. It actually shows, though, that you've put the work, and I honor that.
Absolutely.
I learned from one of my teachers that said, respect your timelines. Respect your time. And so in respecting your time, you're respecting the time of others, right? So that goes into every aspect of your life. When you start to respect yourself, when you start to value yourself, when you start to understand and love yourself, that's when you're able to feel healing. The first time that I did an exercise, that it was doing yoga, and as I was, you know, I was doing the superwoman, right? I was doing the superwoman pose, and I was on the floor, and I lifted my torso and put up my hands and lifted my feet, and then I was to fall and flop it on the floor again. And for the first time, I had longer hair, and I felt my hair. And as the meditation, the teacher was talking, she said, feel your hair. Feel the beauty that you contain within every single piece of you. And the first time I felt my hair, think about how many times we've washed our hair, we've combed our hair, but I felt my hair.
Yeah.
And I started to cry, because for the first time I was aware of me, and something so just elementary as I have hair.
Yeah.
And so that's the energy, right? The energy is that everything that we have, we are to love. So that's why I talk a lot about how we perceive ourselves also in the media, you know, not comparing ourselves to other, not trying to be like somebody else, but just be authentic, be you. And when I see women and men that are just being so wacky, wonderful, I really applaud that. And that's what Raising the Frequency is about, just getting people together, building this community of change where we are now helping one another. I want to help you with whatever you're doing, Gigi. You're going to help me as you are now with what I'm doing, and there on and so forth and so forth and so forth. It's a community of people that are in tune and want to make it better and help one another. That person that comes in that maybe now is a hot mess and is crying and is like all over the place, a year from now is one of those collaborators. Absolutely. That is talking about that experience, and that's where the power is at.
I cannot wait for Saturday. I am so excited. And I hope that if you're listening right now and any part of this conversation touched you, if any part of this conversation resonated with you, I invite you to join us this Saturday. Coach Zoe is going to be putting together the first part of this three-part event, right? So it's December 14th on Saturday, which is going to go over setting your intentions and understanding yourself.
Yes.
Talk to me about part two and three.
Well, part two is about the flow of abundance.
Okay.
And I'm talking about abundance of everything that is you and that you experience. And then part three is how to create impact in your life, right? When I said you're a hot mess, and then now you're teaching others of how you got to the other side, the bridge, right? You went through the bridge of change. And so it's about impact, and it's about how that impact resonates and creates this beautiful environment that you can be in through storms and through beautiful sunny days.
Make sure you guys follow Coach Zoe Torres. That's how you can find her on Instagram. Coach Zoe, Z-O-E Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. For more details on the upcoming events, and I told you we were going to give you a goodie at the end of the show. So once you follow her and you register for the event, if you use the code GGFAM, that's G-I-G-I-F-A-M, and it has to be all capital letters, okay? Those of you that know me know I don't like my name in lowercase.
No, you live out loud, girl.
Yes. So GGFAM is going to get you 20% discount on the tickets for this event. And I will definitely be seeing you out there on Saturday. More details about the event, how to register, how to get your tickets are available right now at Coach Zoe Torres and on the information part of this episode. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode, this mini episode of Chats with Gigi. Although I don't know if it counts as a mini. We've been talking for a half hour. Is this a mini episode? I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will definitely chat again next week.